Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the 10 bucks a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode.
Hey, I better stop playing with
you. You singing in the bathroom?
Nigga, I was watching Currency.
Singing in the rain.
I was watching Currency sing Playboy Cardi.
I said it was a ketamine shit. We live?
No, I just been eating like spicy noodles and like spicy freaking spicy Popeyes and all types of shit.
Yuri, can you do this and then give me the phone afterwards because Garrido might call?
It's funny because you just had shitty in here, but then I was shitty in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good joke. Brick Baby Shit Trip. That's one of the only...
What you know about, bro?
That's definitely the only interview that I ever been able to do where I was like, yeah, I used to buy drugs off your ex-girlfriend. And I mean, he knew it. He knew right what the fuck was up.
Who?
It was like 7-8 years ago.
Is it who I think it is?
Probably.
The white one?
Yeah.
Yeah. They might still be together.
No, they're not.
You don't know that.
He just did like 4 years.
That doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, she was probably holding him down the whole time. You don't know.
She probably forgot about him by the end of
that's
that.
That's cap.
No, like literally, she was doing a lot of Xans. She probably forgot.
Nah, I really, no, I'm.
Well, he confirmed that he don't talk to her like that.
Okay. I thought she was holding it down.
But who knows?
I thought she was holding it down.
It's a possibility. I love his
I didn't even know that was him at first. I was like, nice to meet you. And I looked and I was like, wait, whoa.
He's so hard.
Bro, he.
Legend.
Paul. Was he like the first MPA West Coast?
Him and Pee Wee started it together.
He started MPA with Pee Wee?
He's talking about being around Thug in 2008.
Yeah, he was, no, back in the day.
And AD did the Bloods and Crips album reunion with him.
Gang banging.
What's the point if you're just going to put a couple Crips on one song? I mean, you're from different.
No, that was the YG album.
No, but you had a song, a Bloods and Crips song together too.
Oh, we did.
From the compilation.
Damn. Well, Adam's more tapped in than you are.
Was that the actual, because everybody remembers Banging on Wax, the old school Bloods and Crips shit. Is this actually like
related
to that?
But they have a new Banging on Wax Bloods and Crips one. I'm on
that's
that one
what
too.
I thought that this was.
No, I'm on that one too though. It's coming out.
Then what's up with the song with you and him? As long as we're going to start the podcast off with some deep shit that nobody's going to know what
we're talking
about.
Like some middle ground mixtape my old manager like put together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he just, like, all the Bloods and Crips he knew, he just put them on the songs. T-Rell's on that fucking album, too, I think.
Really?
I didn't know T-Rell made music until Adam started posting it, and I was like, damn, hold on.
He retired, and he might come back.
People say the same thing about me all the time. They didn't know I make music.
You feel retired?
Nah.
But how long are you allowed to go without putting music out before it's considered, like, a break?
That's what people were saying.
There was no.
Like, they don't take you serious. You don't drop any music.
I haven't dropped in, like, a year.
Me neither. But I'm
you fucked up. You became, like,
back
a...
back.
House Fun became a Shoreline rapper, and then he became a Flint rapper.
Hey, last week.
I just dove into
true
whatever.
False.
No, kinda, no, no. You're right. You're right.
Last
you're
week
right.
At the end of the day, he bust like 5 freestyles off the top. Was
for
killing
real?
It. Yeah. It was very good.
I was reading, you know, I'm a comment lurker, so I was, you know, reading to the comments, and they definitely said that like a lot of times. House Fun killed it on the freestyles. I'm like, all right.
I did a freestyle yesterday while a girl was titty twerking. She had her boobs out for the Patreon.
Titty twerking.
She goes, I don't know what happened with her implants, but she got it so she don't have to move her shoulders. She can make the titties dance. And then AD's beatboxing and I rapped. They only got about 4 bars out of me, but it was solid.
Because you said purple nurple.
I said purple nurple. He starts rap. He starts beatboxing.
Hey, just know Adam be having sneaky bars, bro. But
I rap all day in my head. I better be able to do something when I actually do
in
it
your head, nigga. You gotta let those bars out, bro.
I rap to the kid.
You rap to Parker
all day.
Parker.
Pull up with a marker. No.
I shoot you in your starter.
I just hear Darker coming next, so I just want to leave it alone.
This lean I pour, it's a little darker.
Mm. I fuck with House Phone more than AD because he darker.
A little bit. not that I am, but yeah, a little bit. No, but yeah. And then I also say Parker Ann. And then I always want to rhyme like an unmarked van.
That doesn't go with each other.
Please don't
say that. That sounds like an abduction bar. Yes. I don't really want to do that.
Don't abduct your own
kid. Don't put that in the universe.
Wait. Speaking of abduction.
Lena tries to take her. I'm going to abduct
her. Wait, speaking of abduction, let me just read this text real quick. Just for anybody who's out there watching, I want you all the ladies to be safe. No, look, I want all you guys to be safe.
Okay.
My homegirl texted me today at 8 in the morning. She said, there is this weird mark on the back of my windshield of my car. A couple weeks ago, I got kind of scared about it, so I rubbed it away. Then tonight, I noticed the same marking was right next to where I had wiped the first one away, and I don't know when it appeared again. I'm just scared to be at home by myself because you know what happened. Okay, anyway. Anyways, I feel like
it could be a niggas prank. House mom?
Nah, bro. No, this girl I know got kidnapped before.
She got kidnapped before?
Yeah.
How does that even...
Is like, her what? Dad Liam, the nigga from Taken?
I don't get that joke. What's that?
You funny.
What's Taken? Fuck. I hate when I don't get the joke.
What's a nigga named Liam Nelson?
I was just saying, like, damn, bro. Like, niggas is out here doing some weird shit and, like, kidnapping bitches.
Well, did you see that video in New York City where
you
the
are
fucking,
crazy?
The two, that was a good one. The guy runs out of his car and tries to abduct a 5-year-old boy.
Yeah, I seen that.
What
the yeah. fuck yeah. was that? Yes.
Hey, but the moms or the aunties, they wasn't going.
The mom pulls back up and steals the kid back, but it's like,
what
bro,
do you mean?
What was this dude up? Planning on doing with a 5-year-old boy?
He just hopped out and just grabbed him and just put him in the car. And the
it's called
like
the Hollywood elites. They use children's blood to.
This is officially a QAnon podcast. Yeah, it's official. Yeah. No, yeah, but that shit tripped me out because I'm just like, this is a horrifying clip because what is this guy going to do with this
probably
fucking
sell fight? The fucking baby organs or something. I don't know.
Oh, no, man.
Some weird shit.
No, that's what I was
they're
scared
obviously going to do something weird.
I was trying to not name worst case scenario and you went right for it.
Why yeah. else would you be kidnapping a fucking baby?
He may have lost his baby and he wants to raise another one.
So if you lose your Arby sandwich, are you going to go steal another one?
Yes.
Bro, and tell us why the other day on the Patreon episode, the girl starts talking about how she was getting fucked in the slide.
In the Arby's slide.
Arby's. He about jumped out of his fucking chair as soon as she said Arby's.
She said she got fucked?
I didn't even know Arby's had slides, bro.
That's yeah, I'd never been to a sophisticated Arby's with a children's section.
She starts telling us about which Arby's in the OC this happened at as if we have an encyclopedic knowledge of Arby's locations.
He might.
She's like, oh, there isn't a slide there anymore. Like, she really knows the OC, and particularly the Arby's OC in the OC.
And I kept saying the city, and she didn't get it.
You just kept, like, repeating the name of it, but getting it completely wrong. And
what was the name of it?
That was like a weird conversation, bro, because AD kept making weird jokes, and she was just like,
Who was this girl?
A little hottie with pink hair.
Is this the...
Can we talk about the other one after this? Or should we say
the one before?
We had a girl who squirted on the fucking ground on a towel.
That wasn't that wasn't even the worst part.
How many girls are y'all interviewing a week? I thought it was only like one a week.
My nigga, the story this girl said, he'll crack it off. That'd be cool.
I mean, I asked her about the squirting. I asked her when the first time she did it was. She said that it was when she was 17 with her pastor.
She fucked her pastor, bro. In the church.
In the church. She said she squirted on the pew. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she didn't really seem to be acting like there was anything wrong with it. She's like, oh, 17's legal in Texas. I'm like, okay.
That's like my friend from Canada was telling me about how she was fucking her teacher all the time.
It's her teacher.
Like at school, at his house, she would be ditching and going to at Arby's. I don't know if they got Arby's in Canada. I don't know, but
they gotta have one.
With a slide.
But yeah, no, like she was like saying it like it was just like all cool.
Yeah, this girl didn't seem mad about it at all. And then she said she like went to college, came back, boom, pastor's not there anymore.
They moved him.
To a different church?
Yeah. And I'm like, probably because
to a different religion?
He became a Jewish pastor, yes. He's a Muslim pastor now. No, like they just took him, put him somewhere else. She didn't even know why. I'm like, so you never thought about snitching on him? She's like, no, I don't, whatever.
She's like, I'm not a snitch. She said his name on there.
She said his name.
His name is Pastor Williams.
I mean, that could be anybody, Pastor Williams.
Well, I asked her if it was Montel Williams, and she said no.
Oh, my
God. I mean, if he had
God.
Been working as a pastor, then that would have been pretty out of the ordinary.
Well, because people would have known.
Dude. But, yeah. And then she went over there and squirted on a towel.
Over there?
In like 4 seconds.
Why did she squirt over here?
It was instantaneous. Well, I didn't want to get on the seat or nothing because you would be sitting in it right now.
Or like in the, I mean, that's okay.
Why do we even have a towel? But yeah, she squirted on the
towel. We got towels on the wall. Oh, this is paper.
Paper. It didn't take any time at all for her to start the squirt.
Like 4 seconds.
4 seconds. Boom, squirt everywhere.
Yeah.
She was very nice though.
You ever had it? You ever had a girl make you come that fast?
Four oh, seconds?
Yeah, of course.
Like just like drop of a dime.
Before you even did it, when you first started.
I've definitely
rubbed
the leg. Oh! I put girls where I put it in and came pretty much.
Yeah. Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, same, but like you ever got some crazy head that'll make you nut in like under 30 seconds?
I'm so much better at controlling it with head.
Nah, I got some crazy. Shout out to
Shout out to that crack that 40-year-old man.
No teeth. She had no teeth. The gummy got you.
Y'all gonna be fucked up.
He got the gum.
He's the gummy doctor.
I'm the gummy man.
I'm the gummy man. I just interviewed Energy.
Really? Mm-hmm. Finally.
That was cool.
The producer that changed the sound of music.
He's the most low-key.
Chill dude.
Chill kid who's not anything like all the fucking savages that he made all these big hits with.
Well, I feel like that's kind of the game of being a producer. It was like you kind of just play the back scenes.
That's why everybody's so shocked by Southside. Because he's the rare producer who really seems more with the shits than like damn near any of the rappers.
I was actually just listening to this RX Poppy song, and he was like, why Southside act like a rapper? Get all them dumbass tats in your head.
He can rap.
He'll get at him, though.
No, that's a fact.
Well, we better hope he never gets popular enough for him to find out about that.
Yeah, I think you just told him.
I think I just told him.
But you know,
detect the phone.
I saw a post on Instagram where basically somebody on Twitter quoted the RXK Nephew song about Lil Reese and said something about Lil Reese and Dirk still wearing the same clothes. And then Reese saw it and responded and said, like, I don't know why y'all keep saying this. We weren't wearing the same clothes, yada, yada. But it's a bar from that song.
Yeah, like, nigga.
To me, that means that probably hasn't heard the real Lil Reese, the like 16-minute song that is kind of about Lil Reese. But if he ever does hear that.
He has a 16-minute song about Lil Reese?
Called The Real Lil Reese.
Yo, he is fucking hilarious, bro.
Where's this guy from?
Rochester.
From upstate New York. Mm. Do you know about Poppy too, or you just know about Nephew?
Yeah, he was supposed to do that interview with him. That interview would have been a totally different kind of interview if they did.
That would have
been
kind of crazy.
But I think they're going to do it together soon. Honestly, Alex from Ain't No Way Cool was sending me clips of Nephew rapping. It's absurd. Like the things he says, bro, like every line is a fucking miraculous state of affairs.
Bro, you have to go listen to that one Slytherin conspiracy. That's the craziest one he ever put out.
That's my goal, is to clear out enough time in my life that I can listen to RXK Nephew for like 7 or 8 hours in a row.
You go to sleep at 8.
No, I go to sleep, at 9. I go to sleep at midnight.
It's kind of reminiscent of like, you know, like the Lil B times where he just put out so much crazy music.
And instantaneously when that interview came out, Lil B starts showing love on Twitter, which he shouted out AD and us like frequently as well, like just when we mention him randomly. Yeah. Probably do it after this too.
Thank you,
Bass Guy. Shout out Lil B, man.
Shout out to the Bass Guy.
I wish I still had a Twitter. He would tweet me all the time.
Just make a new one now.
I tried.
He can't. He's racist. They won't let him.
You know what's crazy? The other day when you was they was all mad at us for missing
being
Tuesday?
An hour and a half
yeah,
late.
That was the last one, yeah.
Which is understandable.
This nigga house phone said, I'm about to go live. And this nigga house phone is blocked.
Bro, I still can't go live, bro.
I can't either. I got a post.
What the fuck did you do?
I got a post deleted that was just nothing. It was a picture of me and Duno with the dog girl from the Patreon. And all of a sudden.
She was so hot. Sorry.
You like that?
Just she was hot because she was on a leash.
Bro, patreon.com/nutjumper because you want to see the clips that, because we pulled up her OnlyFans, right? And we were looking at her just crawling around with her butthole out and everything.
Her butt? Why was her butthole out?
Well, you know what I realized about her is that her boyfriend has an OnlyFans content house with a bunch of other girls in it. And they just be making fucking pornos like all the time. And he just has this whole little crew of different girls.
They're not fucking with me.
And they're just out there just, you know, she's the only one who acts like a dog. But the other one, he got some other girls, too.
So is he like the mastermind behind this? Like, okay, I'm going to have you be a dog. Bitch, you're a cat.
You're a horse.
Bitch, you're a fucking turtle. And he just like pointing them out.
I want to meet a turtle.
No, a girl who pretends to be a turtle. She moves really
slow.
She just
like.
She has a little turtle pond. Remember the turtle pond thing you were playing as a kid? The little plastic thing?
You fill it
with water? A little pool?
Oh, like a turtle pool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I was, he's at a pond.
That shit was fun.
Well, why do you call it a pond?
I don't know. It was like a pond type pod.
A turtle pond.
Like, or a sloth one for the Patreon. The talk slow.
A sloth bitch.
Yeah, no, I think
we need an ugly sloth.
I think they started kicking it. And then, oh, but you want to know one of the crazy things is that one of the girls in the house, I remember her from when she came to a meet and greet that I did.
Like, the one in San Diego?
Years ago. And she was like 16 or some shit. Ain't really seen or heard from her since.
Pastor Williams.
I click on this Pastor shit. I'm thinking like, yo, I recognize that girl. I click on her page and I realize that she had been to my meet and greet back in the day when she was a kid. Now she's a full grown OnlyFans girl, man. They grow up so fast. Crazy. So,
the Patreon shit has been wild as fuck though.
It's been an experience, bro. I got fucking C-Mac coming with girls and fucking.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's going to be crazy.
Bro, why does C-Mac text me and say, do you have two blue dildos for the shoot?
Like, no, you can't do that.
I don't have any dildos of any color. Definitely no blue.
And that's like not allowed,
right?
I mean,
if somebody to ask, it'll probably be you.
It's crazy that he's so comfortable just asking. Like, he's a real gangbanger. Like, the gay shit don't fly in that world.
Well, you call him every fucking day.
I don't call him. We talk.
That's your bro. Like, y'all are twinned up.
Hey.
Your twizzy.
If you end up in a ketamine coma, then he's going to replace you.
When I'm with my twin, I call her my twizzy.
If C-Mac is your twin, then you got problems.
When I'm with my bitch, I call her my busy.
What are you singing?
This guy named Yeet. You got to get on him.
Yeet.
No, Yeet.
Yeet.
Like, Yeet. I don't think I know Yeet.
He's hard.
Is this one of the white kids that you do fucking ketamine in the warehouse with? Or what?
No, but he is white, though.
Somebody else did ketamine here, and it wasn't House Phone.
It was not me. And they were.
I know. And tell me why Josh was like, oh, is it cool if this person does ketamine on the podcast? I'm like, no. Absolutely not.
I'm proud of you, bro. Don't be proud of me, nigga. I never did ketamine.
I'm proud of you for not doing it no more.
I never did ketamine.
Allegedly. RIP to all the horses.
Oh my God.
He got horses in the back like a farm.
Like a farm. Okay.
Let's get hella topical. What do you think of Lil Nas' video?
Okay. I seen a tweet that tried to like break this into a racism thing that I didn't even think about. Until I read the tweet, they were like, white corporations are co-signing. Or no, it said white corporations are funding this music video where all the black men are gay and engaging with each other. And the one white man is heterosexual.
Yeah.
And with a woman.
Jack Harlow's cis het ass.
So basically it is, you can get canceled for just being straight. And white.
I thought Jack Harlow's verse was the highlight of that song for me.
His verse is fire.
He went crazy.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't actually watch the video. I watched like reaction videos to the video.
Life's like that. You can watch a 12-minute reaction video these days, but you can't watch the actual 4-minute video.
I mean, I didn't need to see like a shower full of naked niggas twerking. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It reminds you of home too much.
I've never been to prison, though. No. No.
Yo, but
the video looked hard, though.
Every time. Nah,
like, literally hard.
Every time Lil Nas drops a project.
No, but literally hard.
I get it. Boners. I get it. But every time he drops, not a project, but a song, it's like, who's going to get offended? Somebody's got to get offended. Because the marketing campaign is always kind of like based around the idea that somebody's going to get offended. And I'm
I feel like they're just like pushing the.
Is this going to offend people who are in prison?
Wow, no.
Because that's like. The only people I could think of who would really care about him sort of like, you know, violating the sanctity of prison by showing a bunch of hot, naked black guys dancing.
I mean, a lot of, not the dancing part, but shit like that goes on in there, bro. So I was just like.
Not with dudes who look like that. Those dudes were chiseled.
Chiseled dudes.
I mean, niggas be in jail chiseled because they got nothing else to do.
Not like this. These dudes were cut up.
Were they really that chiseled?
I mean, I only seen it once, but they seemed a little too hot to be just like out there in prison.
I like it you think they're hot.
I mean, that was the point of it. The point was to
okay,
put
wait,
the
so,
sexiest, darkest black men on
that,
camera.
That's your fetish.
Yeah,
right?
That is your fetish. No. Wait. So their private parts were blurred, I'm assuming.
Yes.
But then like how much was it blurred? Like was it like chest
you
down?
You just couldn't see the junk.
Everything else was visible.
Can you pull up the notes that Vashti sent to on the screen? Just
shout out to Vashti.
Shout out to Vashti for helping us make this show less incoherent.
I think regardless of what we do, we're going to be incoherent.
I think people want us to be at least somewhat incoherent, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's the whole
The whole what?
I don't know. I thought the whole draw to our show.
I thought last week's was the best podcast that we've probably ever done, and we didn't talk about one actual topic, I don't think, and we started an hour and a half late, which is why I blame that the views were bad, was just because we started so late that we missed out on the live crowd. Mm. But I thought last week was great. Very human.
Was very human.
I'm going to say I don't really remember.
what? We talked about
About health, being healthy.
Mm, yeah,
That's why I don't remember.
AD did you relapse already? Almost losing his life. About AD having to fucking stop with the baloney.
I didn't relapse already, but I had a fucking life-threatening situation.
Recently?
Yeah,
you
bro.
You got shot at?
Almost.
You were with them?
With who? No, I wasn't with them. No.
Who's them? Potlord tweeted about getting shot at. Do you know about that?
Yeah, and he invited me and AD.
Oh, that shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Where was he?
He was at some event or something, I guess, and he wanted me and AD to pull up and do a song for free, which I was like, I'm not doing for free.
That is like your best friend. That's literally my best friend. For free.
Literally my best friend. Literally my best friend.
I would have did it for free, and that's my.
But guess what?
I know him less time than you.
But guess what?
Was there anyone there?
You didn't do it because you had that sixth sense it was going to get shot up.
No.
Your spidey senses start tingling.
I didn't do it. I was with my kids.
You're telling me there good was excuse. A music festival that got shot up?
Who said it was a festival?
I don't know. You're talking about this like it's a festival.
It was not a festival.
Okay, what was it?
Some random ass party or something.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a festival.
It definitely was not a festival, but I'm going to be at Heart Summer this weekend with Cam Girl, so turn the fuck up.
Wait,
all the EDM thoughts, let's go.
So it...
I'm putting Molly in bitches' assholes, turn the fuck up.
That's hot. Somebody... shot it up from inside,
from
or
outside.
Somebody shot up the outside.
Outside,
but was they shot up the outside? Building, or they just shot
they
somebody
the whole clip.
What?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there, nigga. I don't know.
We need to do some police.
I'm
work
not gonna
to
do.
Figure it
I'm
out,
not gonna
bro.
Do
detect the phone. Come
I'm
on.
Not gonna go detect the phone mode right now. Wait, but look. Besides that, look. So
I just remember I haven't taken an edible yet today. Where's the fucking gummies?
You had they're literally right in front of you, bro.
Bro, my brother did like four, and he didn't do nothing to them.
That's how fried your brother is.
Your little brother?
He's so fried.
He was like, this didn't do nothing to me.
He's so naturally high.
But he did go to sleep early yesterday, though.
Yeah.
I was like, you high? He was like, no, I'm not. No,
okay,
I'm
can
not.
I tell my story about how I almost got shot at?
But it wasn't there. It was something
else. It was not that. It was completely separate.
Somebody saw me some scissors.
Yeah, I got you, champ. I can open it.
No, I don't trust you.
You don't trust me opening them?
And scissors for this bag.
Sipping right, so on some scissors.
Who shot you?
I didn't get shot or shot at, but I was approached with a weapon, and I had to flee the scene.
Why did
immediately?
What'd they say when they approached?
All right, so boom, I'm
bye
leaving.
Gina views.
Bye, Gina.
Everybody, spend some time on the No Jumper Instagram story because Gina has been holding it down, doing a lot of extra bonus shit, answering questions, additional questions from the guests and shit. She's been holding it down.
Holding it down, baby.
Okay,
shout out to Gina.
The guy pulls up to you and says,
"Okay, wait, look,
I'm
going
to shoot you."
Nah, look. So I'm leaving my homie's crib, right? I'm in not really like a known gang area, or at least a known black gang area.
Okay.
I'm wearing a bandana around my neck. It was
what
a
color?
It was a green one, though.
Gucci bandana?
Yeah, so I'm thinking like...
green can mean bad things as well.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but like not
Irish
where I was
pride.
Not where I was at, though. So anyway, I'm going down the stairs, and I make eye contact with this dude who I was... at the time, I didn't know was my homie's neighbor. Mm. Now, this nigga is outside in his boxers, sweating profusely at about like 1 a.m. midnight or some shit like that. So it was already weird, right? So I'm like, what the fuck? So I like get in my car. Now I'm going to look for the button to lock the door, and the big sweaty nigga is at my passenger door, like eyes big as fuck in his boxers, and I see the gun in his waistline. So I'm like, nigga, I'm not even finna engage with this nigga. I don't know what's going on. I'm out of here. I hit reverse on my car to pull out, and I hit somebody that's going by. Because I'm going to be honest, I was spooked. I'm like, nigga, I'm out of here. As soon as I seen the gun, but I didn't know if I really saw it or not. Anyway, hit the guy, right?
Could have been a flashlight.
It could have just been digging around pretending you got something.
Anyway, let me finish. So I hit the car that's going by. I'm like, fuck. I start backing out. The nigga's still coming towards me. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? So I drive down the street a little bit, maybe like 4 to 6 apartments down. And so I get out the car to check my car, check the other guy's car that I hit. I look up. This nigga is jogging towards us now. He's jogging towards us. And I'm like, nigga, I get back in my car and I drive away again. I'm like, fuck all that. I don't know what this nigga's on. I don't
you
know why.
Ran him over.
Nigga, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, but then, like, what if he would have pulled it out and started shooting? Anyway.
It'd be flat. It'd be a pancake by that time.
Anyway, look. I didn't want to commit vehicular manslaughter, so.
I've been looking for a free vehicular manslaughter my whole life, bro. That's a dream.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Like,
then you don't even got to have a weapon. You don't even got to shoot him. You just drive.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. If I had it on me, I would probably be in jail right now because I was that spooked.
You wouldn't because you wouldn't have told on yourself.
Use the car. You don't got to shoot him.
Well, look, so I leave.
Shoot him.
I bleed the scene. Like, I get the fuck on. I'm like, this was weird as fuck. I don't know.
That's what bleed the scene means? You just leave?
Fled the scene, yeah.
Oh, you said fled? I thought you said bleed.
No,
bleed.
I said I
just am trying to learn some new cool hip-hop slang. Okay.
I mean, it could be whatever you want it to be. But anyway, bro, stop with this fucking cig.
How else am I going to take the edge off?
I'm like, I just had the west side.
Stop fucking smoking meth, and then you wouldn't have to take the edge off.
This is my kind of spliff.
Oh, you're fucking gross.
Edibles in a cig.
Especially when straight to
you. So look, I leave, right? I leave, and then I'm calling my homie whose apartment like I was at, and I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, and he starts like laughing on the phone, like, yo, like, da da da. And I hang up immediately because I'm mad as fuck. I'm like, nigga, I just hit somebody. Like, this nigga's running at me with a gun. Like, what the fuck? But I didn't know if I really saw the gun or not, right? So then I talked to my homie, and he was like, yo, yeah, I just talked to my neighbor. And he was like, I was like, your neighbor? And he was like, yeah. He was like, he asked me, like, yo, you know that dude with the bandana that was coming down the stairs? And he was like, yeah, that was my homie. And he was like, oh, I thought he was the enemy. He's like coming for me, like, blah, blah, blah. And he showed my homie the gun.
What?
So he was really finna bust at me over nothing. We had no combo, no interaction, nothing at all. He was really just finna just up it on me for no reason.
I mean, he was pump faking, though.
You blame it on the green bandana, though?
I mean, I guess. I think he was really off the shits, bro. He has so much sweat coming down his forehead. He was like bigger than AD, honestly, in his boxers at midnight with a gun on him.
I've done that before.
He had a gun in his boxers?
Bro, he must have saw me coming down the stairs and like grabbed the burner
from
inside.
That's a lot of faith in the waistline of those boxers, though. I'm not going to be able to keep a strap in my fucking
Versace. He probably was real scared and thought somebody was really trying to get him.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably fucked up off fucking meth or something.
I'm saying, like, bro, like, he could have really just started like lighting my whip up over just him just being paranoid over nothing.
And that's how much it can go down in fucking random ass places. That's why I don't like going out.
But what city was you in?
I was in K-Town. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the MSs be over there and like 18 streets and shit like that. But I don't know about no black gangs over there.
Oh, he was black.
He was black.
Oh, okay.
He was a nigga.
Right.
Fully tatted, big crip.
Are you going to go back over there?
I have not been back over there since. I have not been back over there
since.
We're
going to get WAC 100. We're going to send him there with you, and he's going to figure out what the deal is and sort it out for you.
Nah, I was driving back by there the other day to go pick up my homie or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And it was late as fuck at night. And guess who I see sitting in front of the house again?
Him.
I kept driving.
Yeah.
I did not even stop. I didn't slow down. I actually sped up.
He'll probably apologize. Be like, I thought you were the enemy.
He ain't going to apologize.
He might not apologize, but he might try to contextualize it for you.
I'm going to really be honest with you, bro. Like, I'm not even like no nigga trying to be hard like that or nothing like that. If I had it on me, bro, I would probably be in jail. Because I was that scared. I mean,
you'll be defending yourself. So.
It's weird because that situation, if it happened to me in a random ass area, I would consider it my fault. But if it happened in my neck of the woods where I live, I would consider it 100% their fault. And I would feel like I was comfortable being the aggressor.
Yeah, I mean,
anybody runs up on your car for no reason, bro, then that's a reason for them to get popped.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, you out here tweaking, bro. You just running up on niggas like.
Wow.
For no reason.
Our fans who live in like Nebraska and shit probably are listening to this and they're like thinking like in LA it's just constant people running down on you with guns and shit, bro.
If it would have been Josh, Murder She Wrote.
Bro, tell me why we went glizzy shopping the other day.
What? Without me?
And the fucking glizzy salesman walks right up to me, Jason, and Josh and says, okay, ladies, what do you need?
That's funny as fuck.
I'm like, did he really just punk me out in here? Like, bro, I get it. You work at the gun store. You probably got guns all over the place.
Can't say nothing. He's going to be like he liked the soup Nazi.
It was like that. I was like, yes, sir. I will have that one right there.
The
yes.
Soup Nazi? What's that from?
You never watched Seinfeld?
No.
SMH.
I'm not that old, guys.
Classic.
It comes on every day.
You're like 30.
Not yet. I got a couple more years.
You need to get with the Seinfeld, bro. But you probably wouldn't. Like, but if you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
And it's like that, but
I know that he's a writer of Seinfeld.
But the thing is it's way less realistic than Curb. So right? I almost feel
he's
like
you wrote Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But I almost feel like you like if you already watched Curb, maybe Seinfeld wouldn't necessarily register with you the same way.
Does he pop up in an episode? I'm only on season one
of Seinfeld.
Curb Enthusiasm.
Larry.
Yeah,
nigga. The whole
Larry,
show
the
is
whole
based
show's
on
about Larry.
No, I'm talking about in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Does Seinfeld ever
yes,
pop up?
Like later oh, yeah. on, there's like all this.
I seen
shit.
What's the nigga name? George.
Hey, I'm going to be
Jason
honest with
Alexander.
You.
Yeah.
Bro, George had the crazy drip, though. Anytime I did see anything about Seinfeld.
Okay, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month, and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app. Or you can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.